brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. We'll be live, of course, in hour number four today. As I really break down some of the biggest secrets of the New World Order and put a question out to you, the listeners. We've also got some other special announcements, a special video we're going to be premiering and airing coming up in the fourth hour for radio listeners audibly and for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers visually. A premiere of a very interesting project award-winning filmmaker Tommy Pallotta's been working on. Made films, of course, with Richard Linklater, Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Woody Harrelson. And I always have trouble saying his name. What's Downey Jr.? What's his name, the big actor who's in all the movies? Robert Downey Jr. I met him and hung out with him on the set of Scanner Darkly, but I can't remember his name properly. Anyways, point is, Tommy's coming up with some key info and an exclusive for our listeners, our web-connected listeners. But right now, let's go to Danny in South Carolina. Danny, you're on the air.
Alex, it's a honor to talk to you, sir.
Honor to talk to you.
So when are you going to turn your formidable intellect on this Wolfsburg group? Have you heard of the Wolfsburg group?
It does ring a bell. Why don't you...
It's a consortium of banks, international banks, and of course, with their typical elitist arrogance, they're very well documented on the web, their own website. It's the Wolfsburg-Principles.com is the name of the website. But basically,
sure. They're calling for global integration, global fusing, where the banks, to stop the derivatives crisis, they're the ones that engineered it, they get more power. I am familiar with them on that front.
Well, it gets worse, Alex. They've got a software. Their stated purpose is to develop communication between government agencies and banks.
Yeah, no, it's tracking, examining how financial institutions could develop suitable screening, monitoring, and searching processes for procedures, tracking everything, yeah.
And they have a due diligence repository, international due diligence repository. One of the things actually doing now, because all of this stuff has been rolled out, is they're keeping lists which they exchange between other banks and government agencies on all of their clients. They call it the Know Your Customer principle.
And that's part of the Basel Accords, which we see under federal law now, where the government has live access to your bank accounts with no warrant.
Exactly. It gets really deep, and one of the things that they want the banks to keep track of is the private customers, obviously identification papers, passports, driver's licenses, also close associates.
Yeah, they're tracking trees of who associates with who. That's what the Facebook NSA front and the Google NSA front are built for.
Well, it's kind of scary, Alex. They call their software the Swift software, and it is deployed. But it is totally pervasive. If you have a bank account, according to what I'm reading in my
eyes... It's a data mining snout.
Yes, but did you know that they have a Homeland Security compliance protocol? They have a...
Well, all of them do. All banks. It's called Patriot Act compliant.
Yes, they got that too. And, well, I just wanted to point out, if you know, those of your listeners who... who haven't looked at the Wolfsburg group, it's very fascinating to examine it. They are closing the circle. It is the face of the New World Order.
Well, you know, the International Bank of Settlements is based in Basel, and they then always, just like the CIA creates Google to go out and do its snooping or through NQTEL, it's the same thing with the Wolfsburg group and others. That way, the globalists get the profits from the government contract. You understand?
Yes, they do, and the government gets to find out what you're buying and where you're going and who you know through your bank.
Yes, sir, and they are closing the circle. The circle is now complete. And it's all a violation of the Fourth Amendment, and it's all used to enslave us. We'll be right back. Great points, caller. Thank you so much for the call.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, over the weekend, the Stuxnet worm invaded the internal systems of the power supply, the water treatment, the nuclear power plants they're building in Iran. And Bloomberg, CNN, they're all admitting that Israel is the obvious main culprit. This is a super sophisticated worm that has to be put directly into those internal networks that are not hooked to the Internet. And Kurt Nemo over the weekend predicted the media would start calling for the Cybersecurity Act to be put into place. The Cybersecurity Act allows the NSA and DARPA that created the Internet to federally force everyone, including small IT companies, to have NSA hubs added to their systems. And the Pentagon admits they want to be able to launch attacks on the Internet in the name of saving the Internet, quote, give the president a Internet kill switch. This legislation started under Bush, has accelerated under Obama, and they've implemented it even though they haven't passed the legislation. And it's now admitted what former CIA officer Mr. Steele said here 5 years ago, Google was created by the CIA. IBM is a eugenics front company predating the CIA and helping Hitler with his Hollerith machines. That's what the tattoos were for, to be entered in the machines to decide how hard to work somebody and how much to feed them before you kill them. Microsoft, a major eugenics front for this system. And I'm going to let Tommy Pallotta this hour walk through this himself, because this is a first look and a deep first look on a project he's been working on for more than a year that's film, TV, internet, multimedia. It's also a mystery. It's very complex, but I'm going to let him break that down, and you're going to get a first look as listeners to this radio show today. The trailer, not on the web, never before seen for this production, the name of the production, you're going to get a first look with a code to the website today, but I'm going to let Tommy announce it and roll it out, and it deals with things just like this Stuxnet worm. And you know, is it a real crisis, or are they engineering an energy crisis? And this will cause a lot of debate. Tommy Pallotta received a degree in philosophy from the University of Texas at Austin. While at UT, he met Richard Linklater and began his film career as an actor and production assistant on Linklater's directorial debut, Slacker, 1991. He also then worked on a lot of other films that he produced and directed, like The High Road, other projects with Radiohead, and others. Which received the Best Animation Award at the Aspen Festival. He has produced MTV Snack and Drink. He has, of course, produced the award-winning Waking Life that I appear in. And, of course, so many other films, MTV music videos, the 2006 film with Keanu Reeves and many others based on Philip K. Dick's book, A Scanner Darkly. And he joins us today. I was honored a few months ago when he called me and asked if I wanted to really premiere and debut much of this new project. So let him announce the website that's just going live today, but only for our listeners. And it's going to be live for 28 to 48 hours. This isn't going to be officially launched for some time, but he'll tell you about it all. Joining us from the Netherlands via video Skype is Tommy Pallotta. Tommy, good to have you here.
Good to be here, Alex.
Okay, so...
How are you doing?
I'm good. You're looking good there over in the Netherlands. How is Femke and the baby?
They're good, man.
Good. In fact, I can hear the baby back there.
Finally not getting a lot of sleep.
It's just like Daddy. It's good to have you here. We'll break down this project. I mean, you're really premiering the announcement and the launch of it here, and I'm very honored.
Well, first of all, I actually didn't mention that you were in Scanner Darkly as well.
I appreciate you putting me in it. You even let me write my own role into it. I'm really one of the only changes from the PKD book.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I moved back to Austin, you were the first person I called, and I knew that you had to be in that movie. I think sort of conspiracies are something that I've always interested in me, and especially using that in the sort of film medium. So what happened, there's a Dutch broadcaster here called VPRO, and they did a documentary about the sort of coming energy crisis called Energy Risk. And they realized that their viewership was getting older and literally dying off, that the people who are watching these types of things on TV, they're either losing them or they're just old and dying. So what they wanted to do was create an experience that had sort of a serious documentary subject, but to sort of approach it in a new way. So what we came up with was a transmedia approach, which means that it's sort of a multiple platform storytelling device. So we took the premise of this documentary, and which is sort of going around the world, talking to all the leading experts and sort of the scenarios of what if and what will be happening in the future, but then sort of reappropriating it and remixing it and creating a sort of a fictional narrative on the web. So that's really what the genesis of this program is, and it's called Collapsis.
And the website, can we give the website address out? Is that ready?
Sure, yeah.
It's collapsis.com. And we'll put that URL up on screen, but it's spelled collapsus.com, collapsus.com. And it's extremely sophisticated and, like you said, really a fusion of old media and new media. And we're going to be showing some screenshots of it coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll premiere the trailer here for the audience. But folks want to visit the site now, don't they, Tommy? Because it's not going to be available in a few days.
Yeah, I mean, the site will go live October 1st. But because you're sort of spirit, sort of carried us through this project. And in fact, one of the characters, Tony, was somebody that had already heard of you, but I made him sort of listen to you and sort of bring your spirit into his character. We thought it would be great to give your listeners a premiere of this experience. So you have to have a code to get in. And the code is InfoWars. So if you use that code, you'll be able to enter into the experience.
So it's InfoWars without the com. InfoWars.
Yeah.
And you were, I was talking to you last night, and you were talking to Jaron, my producer. You were saying it might be live for 24 hours or a little longer. People need to get in there to get a first look now, because then it's going to shut down for a couple days before the official launch.
Yeah, exactly.
So the code is InfoWars, InfoWars.
Yeah.
My listeners might be able to remember that.
We made it easy.
They may have heard of that that term a time or two. Well, I mean, let's get into this, because it's also, you were telling me, kind of a mystery in this multimedia experience. People, you know, learn more as they process through it. I mean, tell us about it.
Well, you know, I mean, what it does, it looks at a sort of the near future. It starts in 2012, and it takes place over many years, and it follows a group of young people, and sort of it's a global story, and what happens as we sort of transition out of fossil fuels into alternative energy. And, you know, what I realized going into that is that there's a lot of people who claim to know what's going on, and it's pretty overwhelming, because we don't really know what's going to happen, and I don't know who to believe or what to believe. So I really thought that we could sort of shake it up by putting in sort of conspiracy theories and things like that that would sort of really question, you know, the party line of what's going on with that. I mean, what we do know is that there's a finite amount of oil available, and eventually that will run out. And when that happens, regardless of whether we have some sort of scientific breakthrough and something that's going to provide amazing energy that we never thought of, there's still going to be an incredibly difficult and rough transition leaving from the sort of fossil fuels to this alternative energy. You know, if you think about what we have and what sort of the what we make from petroleum products, everything that we do is sort of based in oil. You know, so even if we have this sort of amazing discovery, it's still going to cause chaos.
And the added point that you introduce from what you've told me is that, are they artificially trying to accelerate the shutdown of the oil system? Are the big mega oil companies trying to suppress other alternative energies? We know they've been doing that for decades. So this production looks at it from a lot of different angles. It's not this way or that way. I mean, am I saying too much, or am I correct to say Collapsus is meant to spur debate and thought?
That's exactly what it's supposed to do. I mean, it's supposed to sort of intrigue you, and the entire experience. And it's a fictional world, but also you go into it, and you have the choice to go into documentaries, talking heads, you know, professionals in the field, and sort of make that choice yourself if you want to hear more information. And it really is meant for you to come up with your own ideas.
So it's almost like a digital version. I mean, I know this limits it, but it's almost like a digital version of those storybooks that'll have four or five different possible paths you can take, and you make the decision.
I think it's really simple. You know, I mean, when I'm on the web now, a lot of times I'm listening to your show. I'm surfing the web, checking stuff up like you so often tell us to do. I'm checking emails at the same time. I'm chatting with somebody. You know, the way that we're sort of getting information now, it's very different than this whole passive idea of watching a show on television. And I think it's sort of about mixing and collapsing these mediums and interacting with information in an entirely new way.
And when we come back, get into how the website works, and people can go and discover this for themselves by going to Collapsus.com and entering InfoWars. But it's a lot of different types of media fused together, including action, adventure, you name it. It's all there. And tell us about the production itself, because it looks like a lot of work went into this. I also see rotoscoping has a beautiful Scanner Darkly look to it as well. So quite a production. Tommy Pallotta, award-winning filmmaker, you name it, is our guest. And we're going to be discussing Collapsus.com, this multimedia experience with him on the other side, and talking about energy on this planet. we didn't have energy, we'd all freeze in the dark, especially Tommy over in the Netherlands.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Collapsus.com. We're going to get it linked up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Or just search the term Collapsus.com and then enter Infowars.com. You're getting a first look. And Tommy says, let's go ahead and play the trailer. Here it is. It's world premiere of the trailer. You can find out a lot more inside the website, Collapsus.com, by entering, again, InfoWars. Here is the world premiere of the trailer for Collapsus.
No.
picture. Use your audience.
Do some real reporting.
Everything's gone to a crisis point. It's a full-out civil war. Fueled by blood, oil, and oppression.
For the coming years, we are now victims of our own stupidity and greed.
No, I'm here.
That wasn't us.
You are a liar.
I may be many things, but a liar I'm not.
Energy industry isn't there to help us. It's here to kill us.
We must fight back.
And you're helping feed the fire.
Feed the fire. That's a good job.
Do not believe the lies. Know what I know, but see what I see. This is our war.
You need to get out of there, Vera.
Collapsus.com, and for radio listeners that couldn't see the trailer at PrisonPlanet.tv, is the trailer posted once people get into the Collapsus.com website, Tommy?
Yeah, we're posting it on YouTube, so.
Good, so that's going up anytime. We'll get that.
Yeah.
We'll get that link. This is a short segment, but... Again, get into the process and the multimedia, this fusion that is Collapsus.
Well, it's about using multiple platforms to do the storytelling. And I also wanted to ask your listeners to follow us on Twitter at Collapsus News. And if you are going to be talking about or sharing your energy conspiracy theories, if you use the hashtag Collapsus, I think some surprises will be in store for you.
And again, you use the term conspiracy theory because in the popular culture, it's like when I call micro radio pirate radio, I get emails from pirate radio operators saying, why are you calling it pirate? It's micro. Yes, I think it's good. I think it's a way to get key information out. But the general public, if I say micro, doesn't know what I'm talking about. So I've got to say pirate to then explain to them that it's really micro. And isn't interfering, if it's done properly, with commercial radio stations. Same way, you know, you say conspiracy theory, that just means questioning the official dogma. But you have to use the term conspiracy theory just to even get people to understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and I think conspiracy has a connotation of illegality to it as well. I mean, I think of a conspiracy as somebody planning to do something that's illegal. And certainly price fixing or withholding information and other things, you know, it wouldn't be in the past that energy companies have done something like that. So I don't think it's a very broad leap to call it conspiracy.
I've got a Bloomberg piece where they're calling the Stuxnet worm a conspiracy by a major government. I mean, conspiracies are everywhere. When two guys get together to rob a bank, that's a conspiracy. Yes. Why then does the media say mega corporations aren't involved in conspiracies when we know they are?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you have to ask yourself that question. Everybody should be asking that question. But it's just a way to demonize and marginalize people who are asking questions.
What was the genesis of Collapsus? I mean, when did this idea form?
You know, I was in New York in 2003 during the blackout. And it was, you know, post 9/11. So it was very... nice. Everybody was very good for 24 hours. There was no crime. You know, it was sort of a big party. But I noticed very quickly that my entire lifestyle was going to change. And it changed in 24 hours. And the thought of like, well, what if we didn't have energy for, you know, 3 days? What if we didn't have anything for a week? You know, civilization as we know it would completely collapse. And that was really kind of the genesis of this. You know, when they sort of came to me describing the project, I just immediately thought back to that moment and that experience that I had.
I remember the last time you were in Austin. Well, the last time I saw you when you were in Austin about a year ago, you were talking about, you know, this project, and you were telling me, of course, you know, the story about New York.
Yeah. I mean, to live through something like that, you know, and again, it was really fun, but you don't really realize how dependent we are on energy until we're without it.
We are incredibly dependent. Let's talk about that and different theories, but the different research areas that you've gotten into about what's really behind what's happening with energy right now and the future of energy and my views on that as well. Tommy Pallotta is our guest. The website is Collapsus.com. Only listeners can get in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Wheat fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're going back to Tommy Pallotta in just a moment, but speaking of getting off the grid, people get confused. I come out and I say that peak oil is a fraud. The way the mega corporations, the big banks are promoting it, it's the same with water. They want to, and they admit this. We have the IMF World Bank documents from 2002. It's kind of like the last James Bond movie that came out where they're down in South America and the big mega corporation is blocked up the water to the major city, and now they've come in and privatized the water. That's based on true stories, real things that have happened. You know, go back to Guatemala or other countries where they were releasing mold and locust and beetles and weevils to kill their crops in Africa. This is industrial espionage. So our energy needs are going way up. There are issues with water and oil and things, and the big corporations are blocking truly independent, real systems. You notice they'll give you a tax incentive here in the U.S. to get solar panels, but they're not the best type, and they make you share it with the power grid so that you're still dependent on their system. And we know they're buying up water supplies to jack up prices. So they're creating artificial scarcity, but either way you slice it, the system is trying to create scarcity, okay, to bring in this post-industrial world. And that's what the Copenhagen summit was. That's why when the Third World saw the plan and saw that it had bigger tax increases on them than even the West, they said no and it went down in flames. And that's why I love everything Tommy Pallotta does. Because you look at all the crud coming out of Hollywood, how they're dumbing society down. Every production Tommy's made, every book, every film, every website, every major motion picture. They're really complex and challenging. I mean, I'm a pretty smart guy. I mean, you know, average, you know, medium intelligence. And these are challenging for me. You know, very challenging. And that's what they're supposed to be. But speaking of getting off the grid, two of our sponsors, you notice everything I promote is about being self-sufficient. Gardens, being independent, you know, not being totally dependent on fiat currency. Akola Blue, it's an atmospheric water generator that grabs water out of the air. It looks like a water cooler, across between an R2-D2 and a water cooler without the water bottle on top. And their smallest unit gets 7.5 gallons a day, sends it through a 7 to 12 stage filtering process, depending on which unit you buy. They've got big ones for, you know, small towns if you want them. Very affordable. AcolaBlue.com. In a year, you'll make your money back if you're buying bottled water. This is out of the atmosphere. You can't get cleaner water. AcolaBlue.com, 800-691-6043. The best, purest drinking water you can find anywhere. They've got a lot of specials going right now. AcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043. And another one of our great sponsors, we've had these for 3 years. Our listeners love them. Buy one, run part of your house or your work shed or your campsite. Buy 5 or 6 of them, run your whole house, and it's a good solar panel that really works, a little easy-to-use control unit and the batteries. It's mysolarbackup.com. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks. This is a great system to get into solar. Call and get a free information package, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. That's mysolarbackup.com. Big links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, we're going to get more into the production of this and some more hints of what you'll discover at this 21st century multimedia fusion at Collapsus.com. Only our listeners for the next 24 hours can get in. This isn't launching for 3 or 4 days. You can get a sneak peek in the next 24 hours by entering the secret code, not any secret anymore, Infowars, I-N-F-O-W-A-R-S, Infowars, at Collapsus.com, collapsus.com. And, of course, the producer of this, the director of this, is Tommy Pallotta. Tommy, before we get more into this, you wanted to play not just a trailer, but a one-minute sneak peek from one section of the Collapsus universe.
Yeah, I want you to guess who this is based on.
Okay, let's go ahead and play the clip. Here it is.
Do not believe the lies. Which lies? The lies the corporations and the countries want you to believe. We don't have time for this. Our environment and our planet are in a fragile balance, and they want to destroy that balance. Huh. I see. You think I'm just some crazy conspiracy theorist. You honestly believe that no one could game the system and exploit the current energy crisis. Do not be naive. Look how even now they exploit the natural gas crisis for profit. Everybody's a player. It's a big game for them, and no one is innocent. Question your sincerity. I'll send you something. Send me your email address, and I'll get you the files. You'll know what I know. You'll see what I see. Sure that's it? Send it again. Make sure I have it.
Tommy, you sent us two other files, but we couldn't get one of them to work. Was that the right file?
Yeah, that was good.
I don't know. Who is that based on? Tommy Pallotta?
Not me. No, that was an American who was living here working at a comedy club, and he was already a big fan of yours. And I knew that we wanted to introduce this sort of this character who was sort of checking up on everybody and everything and is the guy that always has all the facts, and it seems hard to believe, but then as you sort of go along the story, you realize that he's right too many times.
And you've interviewed a lot of heavy hitters for this documentary as well, but again, it's multiple documentaries. Some of it's kind of the action adventure, whodunit, investigation. Other things, it's, you know, talking head interviews. And tell us about the group that financed this. And, I mean, this is going to be airing on television, is it not?
Well, the documentary has already aired on Dutch television here. And so what we're...
But that's only one slice of it.
Yeah, that's only one slice. This is really a mixture of gaming, fiction, and documentary. And even within that, we're mixing live action and animation. So it really is just sort of a remix of all popular culture and things that are going on right now.
And this was an attempt to try to get young people to tune into the European style a documentary, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's what there's a social media aspect to it. You know, the way that we tell the story is mostly through video blogs with the characters, you know, talking to each other in that way. A lot of this is going to link to YouTube videos and things like that. So, again, I encourage everybody to follow us at Collapsus News on Twitter and to talk about energy conspiracies and to use the hashtag Collapsus.
Well, the big positive aspect of this, and I want to see if you concur or expand on it, is that we know there's a lot of, I mean, this is on record. I've seen stuff from the 70s with General Motors suppressing engines that go 60, 70 miles to the gallon and have, you know, powerful horsepower behind them. I mean, there's a lot of basic stuff that's been suppressed, a lot of technologies that have been suppressed, because obviously the big energy giants don't just want profits, they want control.
Well, I think those two are intertwined, and I mean, it's pretty obvious now that who's profiting the most, you know, oil companies. I mean, you only have to read the newspaper to find that out. That's not a conspiracy. We know that for a fact.
Tommy, I know there's a lot more to talk about dealing with Collapsus.com, but do you want to open the phones up and take some calls?
Sure. Let's do that.
All right. We're going to clear the phone board so we have calls specifically for Tommy Pallotta. And give us your ideas, as the media would call conspiracy theories, about suppressed technology, suppressed energy, what you think about peak oil. I mean, clearly they're hyping it to create artificial scarcity, but it doesn't matter either way. They're trying to block energy so they can make higher profits and have greater control, not just over the West, but particularly the Third World, where Lord Monckton's research and others have clearly exposed. It is a death sentence for tens of millions of people per year. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And, Tommy, I certainly hope that you've got big servers over there, because I would imagine you get anywhere between 100,000 and a million people in the next 24 hours hitting Collapsus.com.
Well, I hope. You know, there's a lot of mysteries there, and I think, like, figuring out the site is half the fun. I mean, you're going to have to go in there and sort of dive in there, and it's a lot deeper than it first appears.
So it's also one of those sites on top of it. It's not just multimedia. You've got to discover the clues and things.
Yeah, not too much puzzle playing, just because I don't like that. But, you know, it's a rabbit hole. So I want you to go down the rabbit hole.
How many levels are there in the rabbit hole? This is kind of the video game cheat sheet here.
You know, a big influence was just sort of annotated experiences in novels that I was reading a long time ago. And I started to think that what I really wanted to do was be able to choose what information I would go to. So if a character is saying it in a fictional realm, then I can go to a documentary to sort of counter that point. Or perhaps there's an interactive element that'll sort of exemplify what we're talking about. So it's really up to the viewer to decide what they want to do.
And is anything else going to be added to Collapsus.com, or is this the final phase of the project?
You know, I think we're always open to tweaking it and changing it. And it's funny that you were talking about water conspiracies, because I actually saw this as sort of a series. And my idea was that the next one would be based on sort of water conspiracies.
Well, there's no doubt about that. They are 100% creating artificial scarcity and getting groups warring with each other in the United States and other areas to set that.
Just all the privatization of it. You know, that's what's scary about it.
Yeah, they take these dams and infrastructures that we've already paid for by taxpayers, so we should own it, and they give it to companies who then overnight increase the prices.
Yeah, and then they get to decide what to do with it and who it goes to.
Well, see, that's the big danger. Anything good, the globalists are excellent at counterfeiting it. And so there's all these really good environmental ideas and good ideas for clean energy. But then it becomes a kind of an inside track where only Al Gore and select individuals get to decide what gets deployed, and then they profit from it. And all the systems they're promoting are just a re-centralization and aren't what we need to get off of the toxic oil economy. I mean, there's no doubt that the toxic waste and things involved with oil refining is terrible.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it's, I mean, the one thing for me, and I think that I would consider myself a casual listener, is that it just all becomes overwhelming after a while. And that's one of their tricks. It's just to overwhelm you with information and to keep you, you know, in a state of denial, really.
We've got a bunch of calls here for you. We're going to go to them right now. Let's talk to Kyle in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with the maker of Collapsus, Tommy Pallotta. Kyle, welcome.
Hi. I have a question if he knows anything about, like, Project Aurora.
No, I haven't heard of it.
You have never heard of Project Aurora?
You want to tell us about it?
Well, I don't know much about it. All I know is that it's some sort of plane or something.
I know all about Aurora. That's the SR-91 Aurora. That's one of the, you know, 30-plus-year-old space planes that they've just recently admitted that they've developed, and they now admit, what's been accidentally declassified, Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of Star Wars, has talked about here. When he was in command of Space Command in the late 70s, early 80s, they had a fleet of robotic decapitation aircraft, and by decapitation, they have a meteor gun. That sounds like something out of The Last Starfighter, but it's not. It's a Sabo DU, a solid projectile that accelerates over 30,000 miles an hour and has the same kinetic energy effect of a low-yield nuclear weapon and can knock out bunkers even a mile underground. And they've back then had a whole fleet of them circling, ready to kill every leader of the planet in just an hour or less. Okay? And so, yes, they have a giant secret space program. But that's not – I guess that kind of deals with energy, Tommy.
Well, it sounds cool.
Something that can leave a vapor trail from New Mexico to China in 45 minutes. What kind of energy is that thing running on?
Well, they go at about Mach 15. Once they're in orbit or even faster. And, the Tinker toys they've shown us, they still claim the SR-71 Blackbird, developed in 1952 in service in 55, declassified in the 70s, is the fastest plane we've got. Tommy, do you think a plane from 1952 is the fastest plane we've got?
No, not at all. I'm sure we have something faster by now.
Well, exactly. And the issue is, I keep saying we are in a frozen technological system. They give us a new iPhone and some new eye candy. That's all 30, 40 year old. There is a whole reservoir of secret technology on these government and corporate reservations. That's why they're on such power trips. And Bill Joy and others have said they've got life extension now to at least out to 125 or more. And that's why they don't want us around. They want to kill most of us so they can step forward, you know, like 2001, to the next level. Now, that doesn't mean it's real, but they believe they're going to be the star children. They talk about this, Tommy.
Yeah, and the other thing to sort of remember is that when things are declassified, it's usually declassified for a reason. And I think it's always funny that all they ever do when they say that the project is done and they're no longer doing it anymore, all they've really done is just changed the name and completed the project under a new guise. And so it continues to go on, but then they keep on saying about every 10 years, well, we're no longer doing MK Ultra, you know, and now it's something else. It's called something else.
Absolutely. Now we're done beta testing it. Now we're doing it to everybody. Kyle, I hope that answers your question. Brad in Oregon. Brad, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, a while back I had been doing some internet research and read about the government suppressing patents under the name of national security.
No, that's the ones that are really proven. That's where they've got incredible stuff that's admitted. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just wondering, I'm still trying to search that up and I can't find it. Can you give me the name of the law or?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't have the government purchase patents or the big mega corporations that buy them and sit on them. I don't have the patent numbers in front of me, but in the 1950s, they had patents that project sound to the middle ear. And then a decade ago, I had the CEO of a California company on who'd been allowed to do the patent for Coke machines that project sound at you and tell you Coke is delicious, but it freaked Americans out, so only Japan has rolled it out in limited areas. I mean, it's unlimited. Tommy, comments?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no doubt that there's basically people with untoward motivations. And I think we just always have to have our antennas open. We need to educate ourselves, and we need to listen to Alex.
Anything else, Brad?
No, just you're always doing searches, and then I try to do the same search, and I don't come up with the same stuff. So anything that you can
I've thought about putting a document cam in the control room aimed at the guys searching. In fact, let's do that. I know some of the people don't want to be on camera, but we can make sure when we do flip it live that's not the case. You hear me yell out a search term. The guys search it, and 99% of the time find it. Just search. Guys, do it right now. Suppressed patents on high-mileage engines. I mean, it's just everywhere. If I say insect genes and cross-species fish, the guys searched that, and I showed it on screen last hour. We'll be back with Tommy Pallotta for two more segments. Stay with us. We're going into the fourth hour.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You tell them, Bob Dylan. I can see a day coming when even having your own garden is going to be against the law. Yeah, we used to grow corn in Kansas. Now we grow it on the moon and eat it raw. Sundown on the Union. Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence.
Don't rule the world. You better get that in your head.
This world is run.
This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better left unsaid.
And a man's gonna do what a man's gotta do. Up there with their space planes. All right, we are going back to Tommy for the rest of this segment and the next, taking more of your calls at 800-259-9231. Tommy, I wanted to briefly bring up all these new salmon they're coming out with other fish genes, insect genes. I mean, for me, that's the real environmental threat, but I'm not hearing that out of the major environmental groups.
The Franken salmon.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the genetically modified foods, man, that's scary stuff.
And they don't even want, the FDA doesn't even want us to be able to have a label on it to make our own decision.
Exactly. You know, just everybody stay asleep, you know. They think that we're, that, but, you know, we're all waking up right now. And you know, I wanted to also mention today that it's Google's birthday. So I don't know if you've talked about the CIA-Google connection lately. But in lieu of that, I would appreciate it that listeners would do a search for collapsus, C-O-L-L-A-P-S-U-S, plus energy, plus conspiracy.
Collapsus, energy, conspiracy. You want the listeners to make that the number one search term today, Tommy?
That would be great. The CIA number one search term.
And then we can post this video to YouTube and call it collapsus, energy, conspiracy.
Exactly. Well, you know, I mean, collapsus is it's Latin for collapse. And it's the thing that I've just been sort of obsessing about lately. It's just how everything is going to collapse eventually.
Well, that's a good search term. Collapsus, energy, conspiracy. Is that what you're saying you want it to be?
That would be great.
Well, it's our 21st search term. We made the number one search terms last week, number one and two, on the same day. And so this is our maiden voyage. We're somebody else on the show. And we're going to have the social network launch soon. It's behind schedule, but soon we're going to have a system once a week where listeners can vote on what they want to be the top search term, and then we'll put it out on air. So here we have a listener slash a guest, Tommy, collapsus, energy, conspiracy. And we can certainly, as a little gift to the Google CIA people, expose what they're up to. Linda in Tejas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. A few of us started a group called Fluoride Free Austin a couple of years ago, and per your advice, we've been going to city council every opportunity that we can, and they treat the fluoride situation as if it was a conspiracy theory as well. And three of us are speaking at city council communications this Thursday, and we need people to show up. If people have time to go to a football game in Austin, 10,000, 20,000 people at a football game, cannot we get 200 of your listeners to show up?
Well, that's the good news. That's the good news is a lot of cities are removing it. A lot of mainstream hosts are, I mean, just Google, speaking of Google, fluoride bone cancer. In fact, do that. When we come back, I'm going to show it on screen. All these major studies at least doubles bone cancer and many other cancers. And so people should be down there demanding those swindling creatures down there get the poison out of our water. But they're a bunch of control freaks. Back in 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.